Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hour two on this Monday. Appreciate you hanging with us. It's the KNC Masterpiece here at 105.3 The Fan. I'm Will Chambers. And for Kevin slash Corey, with Mike Bassett and Alec Medford and Carter Freeman, coordinating your video on YouTube and Twitch. We'll have Mickey Spagnuolo coming up here shortly. AM on the FM is right around the corner. And at the bottom of the hour with some NFL gridiron gravy, I'm going to get into that Sirianni question I'm dying to ask you, Mike. Just, he's so weird. I don't know what he's doing. Also, the Giants, their win, could it be a huge loss? Mike and I were talking during the break about right now the Cowboys sitting at the number 12 position in the draft. Would they take Ashton Jeanty? Will he be there? We don't know. What we do know is when the Cowboys are playing this weekend, it'll be Sunday at noon. The two Saturday games will decide the AFC North. At 3:30, the Ravens host the Browns. At 7 o'clock, the Steelers host the Bengals. That's pretty cool. Or do you like it? Do we not like it? I don't know. We'll get to that because we got Mickey Spagnuolo on loan from DallasCowboys.com. Mickey, so we know yesterday, not necessarily as fun, but we've been questioning in the first hour how this is going to get better. And I brought up that Philadelphia has, with eight core guys that they're paying that aren't on the rookie deal, that comprises 31% of the cap. Whereas with the Cowboys, you've got Dak, Diggs, CD, and Zach Martin at the moment that compile 32% of the cap. We'll lose Zach Martin's, but probably gain Micah's.
No, you're not going to lose Zach Martin's. He's going to count $17 million regardless if he's here or not.
Okay. How is this going to get better?
Well, they're going to give him restructure bonuses and kick some of that salary down the line. So whatever those the base salaries for Dak and CD are astronomical. So that's not going to count that way. They'll restructure it and lower the base salary and then add voidable years, which gets you in trouble down the line with just the example of Zach Martin. Now, they did that so many times that regardless if he's playing or not, he's going to count $17 million next year. So that's one of the ways you kind of create some salary cap funds immediately, but at some point you got to pay the piper. So they got to get healthy. Let's face it, we talk about it all week, and then they're out there without six Pro Bowl players during the season, and it's like, well, what happened? Well, okay, you saw what happened at the cornerback spot, right? Without Diggs out there, without backups that started Butler, Oyuwariye, and they had to play Andrew Booth, who we knew right from the start that, when they traded for him for Nashawn Wright, who ended up at Minnesota's practice squad, that this guy, there's a reason why Minnesota made a mistake with a second-round pick, and he got exposed out there because they really didn't have hardly any other alternative to play the other cornerback spot if they were going to shadow Deron Bland on A.J. Brown and worry about the running game. And, for a quarter, it worked until Philadelphia finally exposed Booth trying to cover Devontae Smith. And then that was it. You made bad decisions, caused turnovers, and that was the game.
I look at it the same way with kind of the defensive line, too, because in that vein, you have guys like last night we're watching Dorrance Armstrong and Dante Fowler with Washington, and you move on from them. But you didn't go after anybody in free agency. I mean, really, we're looking at
Linval
Joseph.
But they would have gone after them if they could have afforded it, right?
That's why I'm asking the question on the money.
Yeah.
You know, the money, you know, we're just talking this year. You're right. Like, Philadelphia is going to have to pay the Piper and all that. But just this year, those four guys took it up, and that's why you couldn't afford it. Why is it not working out?
And that's why you couldn't afford to go into free agency and replace him, right? They did their best with trying to bring in some veteran guys that were, you know, marginal at best. And but you get what you pay for, but you can only pay what you can afford. And that kind of caught up with them for sure. And then when you start losing guys that you were counting on, you know, remember, DeMarcus Lawrence and Sam Williams were supposed to be your starting defensive ends, and they were going to be able to move Micah Parsons around from a pass rusher to a linebacker. And, you know, once you lose the top two defensive ends, or at least what you thought were, you know, that plan went out the door, and you know, and it just snowballed. And at some point, it catches up with you, and it did. And especially in this game, at the cornerback spot, and the fact that they couldn't put any pressure when they were trying with a six-man front on you know, even Kenny Pickett. I mean, they had one quarterback hit and no sacks. So that, you know, contributed to it. And then when Barkley got close to his 1,000 yards, Sirianni decided, okay, we're just going to play three tight ends and one running a wide receiver and just run the ball and run the ball and run the ball till he got his 2,000 yards.
Mickey, I have a hard-hitting question for you. And maybe this is because I'm an old fart.
Not as old as some of us.
All right. I know. You're an older guy than I am. Do you like Philadelphia's jerseys they wore yesterday, or do you like what they consider their current look, which they've had now for, I'm going to guess, 25 years, since about Donovan McNabb? Because I really like the old school look.
The Kelly Green?
I do like the Philadelphia old school look they were throwing out yesterday. But maybe I'm just old. Maybe because that's what I grew up as a kid, seeing the Philadelphia Eagles.
It looked familiar to me, right? It kind of just fit into the experience of going to Philadelphia to watch a game. You know, even though the Cowboys were, you know, nothing to play. Well, nothing to gain other than a winning season if they could win and get to 8-8 with the possibility, right? When the buses arrived, the Philly fans were just right there as usual with their middle fingers up and their thumbs down and just enjoying that, right? And it's like, okay, they're what? Philadelphia is like 5-6 games better than the Cowboys, but they couldn't resist from trying to make fun of them on the way in. So, yeah, play, use your – I like those old jerseys.
I do, too. I do, too. I look at around the NFL, and
I wish they would do that with the number, like the Broncos, the Bills, just off the top of my head, going back to those 90s-style jerseys I like way better.
Yeah, and you know, and it struck me that a lot of times when the Cowboys are on the road, you know, teams want them to wear their blue jerseys, and you know, the Eagles said, "Nuh-uh, we're wearing our colors. You can wear white if you want. It's not going to matter."
The one team that I feel like made a positive change in their history with jersey and color, and I get some people like the nostalgic creamsicle, but I do think that Tampa did a great job, is when they changed from that creamsicle orange to kind of their new kind of, I don't know if you want to call it blood red.
I think it's because they were such a joke. They were such a joke in the when they had those colors.
Yeah, the dark red's good.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that is actually one of those. And I'm not saying Philadelphia's jerseys. I know I'm talking about jerseys right now, but it was 41-7. So,
right.
I just, when the game started, I didn't know that was the look they
were
going to
have. Give us something that's going to be aesthetically pleasing.
And I was like, ooh, I like the
outside the football.
You know, to me, that's Randall Cunningham, and that's Reggie White. Like, you know, at least that's when I was a kid and fell in love with football, and I see those jerseys. I'm like, oh, that to me looks more Philadelphia than their current look, which they've had for a very long time now.
Yeah, the whole scene looked Philadelphia.
If you, okay, I know that when you have a season
very
like this,
hard-hitting.
Mickey.
Sorry, Mickey.
It is, very much so. I mean, look, like I said, anything that was going to be aesthetically pleasing outside the football is pretty much what we're going for right now. And in that vein, Mickey, what is the thing that you'd like to see change the most going into next year? And I know it could be a long list of things, but what's at the top of yours?
Get healthy.
Well, I'd say, let me ask a position group.
Well, there's a lot that can change, right? But you're going to be limited in what you can add. I mean, you know, you're going to add a running back at some point, right? You're going to add a wide receiver, I would imagine. Remember, Brandon Cook's in the final year of his contract. You know, and who knows, does he want to play or not? You got to add a defensive end. Who knows if DeMarcus Lawrence wants to come back and play? Linebacker, is Eric Kendricks going to, you know, can you get him back? He had an awfully good season on a one-year deal. Now he's getting older. He's in his 30s. Does he want to continue to play? You're going to need something there. And Jordan Lewis in the final year of his contract. So do you need another cornerback? Because I don't see anybody that's ready to step up and take over that job. Your backup quarterback's in the final year of his contract, and you don't have anybody behind Dak Prescott, so you need something there. And defensive tackle, you know, these last few games, Osa and Mazi Smith were predominantly playing nearly all the snaps at defensive tackle. So you need that there. And I'll tell you what, so I was walking by I get the two guys confused. They're number 90, the defensive tackle, Philadelphia, Jordan Davis.
Mm-hmm. That is the Georgia guys, huge, you get them confused? Yeah.
That is a huge human being. And I'm standing on the sideline. He doesn't even have his pads on. He's out there with long sleeve shirt and shorts. And I'm going, somebody's got to block him? He's huge, and the Cowboys could use one of those guys in the middle to help with their run defense. You know, I think Osa plays well. Mazi came on, but they don't have anybody there that takes up the entire middle of the defensive line like this guy, and you're supposed to move him? That's why I thought it was pretty funny when Tyler Smith popped him in the helmet, and he went flying like you just knocked down a 6'6", 340-pound man by hitting him in the helmet. Are you serious? And he got away with a shot to Tyler Smith's ribs. That's what provoked him to do what he did. So they need something like that. Can they get all that I just mentioned? That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
There's a good reason why they're sitting here at 7-9 for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what it gets you nervous about it, knowing that of how much money you got to move around, all that, hence all those questions. And we'll have those for Stephen Jones coming up in about 45 minutes. Mickey, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy your week.
All right. Keep that green going, huh, Mike?
There we go. Yeah.
I say it's the Eagles.
Hey.
Spell it.
See you guys.
See you, Mickey. That's Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. And, yeah, look, I did ask for, you know, what's at the top of it, but any one of those could be at the top of any of your list. 877-881-1053. Hit us up on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text. Like, what's the one thing that you'd like to see improved more than anything else?